This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. Sounds like a radical title, doesn't it? Telling you you can weigh whatever you want. But it's true, and it's free, and it's really easy. The title of this talks about Oprah Winfrey. I don't know her, but it's widely publicized that she weighs 200 pounds again. Here's a woman with access to the best diets, the best trainers, the best everything, all the financial resources required, and what happened? She got fat again. Of course she did. Just like you did. She does not know how to stay thin. And frankly, if you're listening to this, you don't either. You always gain the weight back. So not only getting thin is a problem, but staying thin is almost impossible. Everybody tells you it's easy and easy. No, it's almost impossible. Statistically, almost everybody who lost weight gains it back. So what's the problem? Really, everybody is in the same boat. What's the problem? The problem is that you made yourself fat, and you can't make yourself thin. Even if you got thin, what you call losing weight, you'd make yourself fat again. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it strange? You know exactly what to do to get thin and stay thin. Put less nourishment into your system. Put less food into your system. It's that simple. You already know that. It's not a secret. The problem is, your problem, Oprah's problem, and everybody's problem, and the whole world is overweight, is they can't stop putting all the food in their mouth. They do not want the food in the system, in your system. You don't want the food in your system. Why? It makes you fat. It's ruining your health. It makes you unhappy. It's ruining everything that you hold dear. So what's the problem? Why? You know exactly what to do. You don't want it in your system. What you want it is in your mouth. Now, logically, it's idiotic. Logically, what you're doing is beyond stupid. You're hurting yourself. Why are you doing this? You're doing this for emotional reasons, for emotional needs. That's why it is virtually impossible, almost impossible, for anyone to permanently lose weight. The problem is that you can't stop putting all the food in your mouth. Why? 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 The why answer is so simple, and really you know it. The food in your mouth satisfied an emotional need. It makes you feel better. It stops you from feeling bad. You're depressed. You're out of work. You're financially in trouble. What do? You put food in your mouth. Something that makes tastes good, that makes you feel good. You aren't doing that for logical reasons. You're doing it for emotional reasons. And that's the problem. And if you ever do lose weight, or a phrase most people use, but I find illogical and almost an oxymoron, it's contradictory, you won't let yourself continue to weigh less. Why? Because, believe it or not, you feel more emotionally comfortable being fat. Well, you can't believe that, John. You say, that's crazy. I hate being fat. I can't stand it. It's ruining everything. Sure. It is. It is. Then why are you doing it? Why you continue to put food in your mouth? And the reason is because you feel you have to. These are tough economic times we're in now. Everybody knows that. What's going to happen? People are going to gain weight. Why? Because they feel that need to put food in their mouth. Look, if you feel depressed, instead of putting food in your mouth, why don't you read a book, take a walk, call up a friend, do something? No, you end up putting food in your mouth. That's why diets, any diet, I don't care what diet it is, will almost certainly not enable you to weigh less on a permanent basis. Why? Because all diets are based on some sort of deprivation, or what you perceive as deprivation. I don't care what diet it is. It doesn't make a bit of difference. It stops you from putting food in your mouth that you believe you emotionally need. You may be able to do it for a while. You may think you've lost 10 pounds or 20 or 30 or 50. The chance of you losing that weight or weighing less permanently is virtually non-existent. Statistically, something like 97% of everybody who goes on any sort of a diet, sooner or later, gains the weight back. Why would you do something that idiotic? Let's just suppose you lost weight for a while. Why would you gain it back? Look, the same reason that you got fat in the first place. Look, food did not make you fat. Forget about it. Fast food restaurants did not make you fat. You made yourself fat. It wasn't a secret. You knew you were doing it. Now, the only way, I will tell you, the only way ever to solve your problem on a permanent basis is to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth. Now, that's not losing weight. It's eliminating the need. Once you eliminate the need, you don't care if you have the food or not. You have no longer, will no longer have any emotional attachment to food. You will not need food in your mouth to make you feel better. When things get tough, you will not need food in your mouth. You're going to disconnect the need you feel for food with food itself. Food is just going to be food. It will not have an emotional component. It sounds complicated. I know. That's because it's new to you. You're not familiar with it. But I will tell you, it is so simple that once you get the hang of it, you say, oh my gosh, it was just a giant mistake. Why did I do this? Why did I let myself get fat? Why did I keep myself fat? Remember, losing weight or not losing weight is irrelevant. You are keeping yourself fat. You are eating just enough food, putting just enough nourishment in your system to remain fat. It's self-defeating. The problem is you can't help it. People say, oh yes, John, I can. Of course I can. I need determination. I need a New Year's resolution. I need somebody to help me. I need a book. I need a diet. Nonsense. If you did that, you would not be listening to this. You wouldn't be fat. You'd weigh exactly what you want. Now, let's assume that you, trust me on this, you got fat because you felt an emotional need to put all that food in your mouth. And let's assume you lost 10 pounds. Nothing has changed. Emotionally, you're the same person who needed to put all that food in his or her mouth because you felt it made you feel better and stop you feeling bad. So you lost 10 pounds. And nothing changed. Emotionally, you're the same person. You have the same emotional needs. You will never be able to weigh less on a permanent basis. The only way you'll do this is eliminating the emotional need to put food in the mouth. Now you say, well, John, that's really complicated. I never heard this before. I don't know what to do. It's new to me. I can't believe it. Because you are wired a certain way. You think. You think you can't change. You think it's too hard to change. It's the easiest thing in the world. You would give almost anything to weigh 30 or 40 or 50 pounds less. I'm telling you, you can do it for free. I do not want a penny of your money. I have nothing to sell you. Nothing at all. Look, let's start on it. I've said this before, I'll say it again. First thing you have to do is why you made yourself fat. You have to understand this. If you want to understand it, what you have to do is really simple. First thing you do is from now on, every time you think you put any food in your mouth, you say, hey, wait a minute, why am I doing this? I'm not trying to discourage you from doing it. You're going to do it anyway. Emotionally, you believe you have to. So you have to understand why you're doing it. You say to yourself, you know, I'm too fat. Why am I eating this food? Is, you know, fried chicken or cake or ice cream, whatever. Just understand why you're doing it. I will tell you right now, you're not going to eliminate the need you feel unless you understand what it is and how you got there. It's really simple. Just go ahead and do it. Every time you're going to put food in your mouth, you say, hey, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Don't put the food in your mouth until you understand it. Remember, you're the one who made yourself fat. You're the one who's going to eliminate the emotional need you feel to keep putting food in your mouth. It's a process I call reverse emotional engineering. It sounds complicated, it's really not. You're going to reverse the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. Once that's gone, man, you're free. You can do anything you want. You can weigh whatever you want. This is John Thomas. Go to my website, www.emotionalchange.com. Listen to my podcast. It's free. Look at my daily experiences. I think I have 70 of them on there. They're also free. Read them. Those are real life experiences everybody has. You begin to get the hang of it. It's not, this isn't so easy. It could take you a matter of weeks or just a few months, a couple of months, and it's free. I don't want any of your money. Visit my website. It's John Thomas. We'll talk again.